This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's so great to be catching up with one of Ireland's favourite music trios. Of course, it's Kingfisher. Thanks so much for joining me. It's great to talk to you.
Thanks for having me, Louise. How are things?
Not too bad at all. Now, I suppose lots of people will already know that you met studying in UL, but was it music that brought you together as a trio, or was it just, did that come afterwards, or how did it all happen?
We're just friendly little lads, aren't we?
Yeah, we're
studying the same thing.
Lads.
We bumped into each other at the door to the library on our way in.
For 12-hour study.
Never did make it into that library. we were all in the same course, and we weren't exactly, speaking from personal experience, not the sharpest tools in the shed, as the boys from Smash Mouth would say. But it was a love of... More than music. No, it was just, you're having a laugh. Sure, same. You come into college, you go to a couple of lectures, you realize there's no way I'm going to pass this. And then you go find friends who you can all sit around and figure things out with. And develop a hatred for a certain lecture together. And that's how you end up being friends with people in college.
Now, I know that you've obviously made college such a big part of your lives as well. Just, I love the fact that you've been so kind of energetic in bringing college students into your whole vibe, and with college kitchens and random pub corners. And I know you even showed up at somebody's wedding recently as well, which is really nice. How have those unexpected performances kind of helped shape you as a band?
Kind of bread and butter, I suppose. I cut my teeth anyway. We kind of all did, the three of us, at house parties and stuff, and playing in Magoo, I suppose, with more traditional music and
local sessions, and it's a social scene more than anything. We all learn music in a community, do you know? And especially with the role social media plays and everything, like we're just three lads, like, you know, and if we weren't at the music,
men.
Yeah. And I go to sessions and stuff anyway, so they're just things we would do normally. So I think we just don't want this perception that we're anything more than that. And so, like, it's a bit of crack for us to show up at houses and pubs and weddings and what have you, and just like come down to the same level with everyone, you know, because that's who we are, I suppose.
Band of the people there.
Ultimately, it's a bit of a laugh.
Yeah. You know?
And that's the main thing. And it's good crack playing in pubs. It's good crack turning up at kitchens. The wedding thing was a bit of a laugh. We didn't get to dinner, but we're not going to hold that against them. And then obviously the bigger gigs, and like, I don't know, even it's all Savage Crack. The album is out in what, 6-7 weeks now?
Yeah. 6 weeks.
Halcyon and
August 22nd.
Yeah, we've like all these things that are happening. We never expected we'd get this far in a million years. So we're just loving it.
We've got a lot of hurling fans in iRadio, and there's a rumor flying around that you might be playing Croke Park. Should we be getting ready to hear Kayla ringing out around Croke Park?
Hang on a second. Warms now.
Third Louis, person that said that.
Third, this is the third time after here.
We haven't heard anything.
No, something that we don't. We very much would like to hear.
But maybe it's all the radio stations. We need to club together and just say, look, lads, this is happening. It has to happen.
If you've got a kind of if there's a fax machine floating around there at our radio, you might send an old fax across to the GAA and just...
We'll try. I'm sure there's a couple of, GAA connections.
Yeah, well, look, if they're looking to talk to us, tell them to give us a buzz, we'd love to entertain a conversation.
Definitely. That'd be amazing. Obviously, you've got our next track, Next to Me. It's flying on TikTok at the moment. Was the song, something that you'd planned to kind of go down a love route, or did it just come naturally during writing?
I don't think any of these things are ever planned, are they? So most of the time you write the song and you don't really know what it's about until 20 minutes after it's written.
Yeah,
and
then, very true.
That's what it's about.
All gibberish in it.
I don't think so. And like, certainly not the whole people picking it up on TikTok and making it like part of their like wedding day or stuff like that. That was, again, like complete, nothing to do with us. No planning whatsoever. It's very much just we wrote the song, we liked the song, played for a few TikToks, and people find their own meaning in it.
The album is out very, very soon. Halcyon, tell me a little bit about it, because I'm sure it was lots of fun getting into studio to record the full album. And now that people have been loving you for so long and going to so many gigs, it must be lovely to have that finished masterpiece and go, look, yes, we did it. We've got our very first album.
Masterpiece.
Yeah, masterpiece. We don't, that's too many letters.
Look, it's brilliant. It's class. Sure. We're 3 years kicking around now or a bit with it. And we just, I suppose, an album, people always talk about like, oh, music industry's changed and it's like, oh, you have to release singles now and do this, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, I don't know how much of that I actually believe. I think phases of things come and go, and I think everyone believed that everything was going to be TikTok forever. And now, funnily enough, in the last like 6 to 9 months, it's kind of moved back more to the album side of things, and back to more kind of a traditional style of releasing music and playing music and hearing it.
Yeah.
So the album is just a reflection of the path that we've taken and the journey so far. And Halcyon is kind of an ode to, it's the good old days, essentially. Mm-hmm. And I thought when we started writing the album that the good old days were going to be our days in college. And now the longer it goes on, the more I realize that these are the good old days. Like,
we're living,
like, we look back on this year and last year and hopefully next year and the years to come, and just realize and appreciate what we had when we had it. And I guess if there's anything cemented into the album, it's that. It's snapshots of the gigs and the people that made it happen. And that the idea that maybe you can try things, like give it a whack and see what happens, because you haven't an absolute clue what way it'll turn out.
You're going to be playing Galway Arts Festival this coming weekend. Are you excited to get in front of a Galway crowd?
Unbelievable.
Absolutely, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely. Galway's been, yeah, Galway's great music town, always has been. Like, even the pubs and stuff, you go around there and it's like such a cool culture going on in there, and I think they really appreciate gigs and music.
Kitchen sessions in the student accommodation unbelievable.
It was about 120.
Ah, that was a heap of lads. It was lads coming out of every doorway in Ford Fiesta.
Yeah.
It was serious.
Would you like to do a very, very quick fire round just before I finish up with you?
That would be...
We're not very quick honor. Quick fire rounds, but we'll try.
I'm not either. It's a Monday. We'll let ourselves off the hook. It's okay. Donegal or Kerry?
I kind of hope it's Donegal, but I think it's going to be Kerry.
I think it's going to be Kerry.
Yeah.
Cork or Tip?
Cork.
Tipperary.
A quiet night in or a full-on festival type of buzz?
Fits here, quiet night in for me, I think, personally.
Yeah, I think so too.
And then studio time or getting out there in live gigs?
Live gigs. Whoa. Every time, live gigs for me.
Yeah, I think...
They're
difficult, that is, but gigs tend to...
Kingfisher, it's an absolute pleasure having a chat to you. Best of luck with the brand new album. We'll be looking forward to playing a couple of tracks from it. Best of luck in my home county of Galway, where you'll be playing this weekend. And listen, thank you so much for coming on to our radio. There's always a space for you here, and best of luck with the next couple of months.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Louise. The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.